it is a very unfortunate situation and a very bad development in our democratic governance in this country. And it's something that we should take all the necessary steps to nip it in the bud. There is no reason why anybody should take the laws into their own hands and believe that they have the powers to do what they are doing, especially in the context of the rule of law that we have accepted and the democratic governance that we have. I do believe that when a party is brought to power through the ballot box, it is the majority of the people who have opted for that. And therefore, a government in power is a government for all of us. And it is important for us to draw a clear distinction between governance, the government, and parties. Once a person comes in power, he becomes the leader, the father of all people. Now, groups aligning themselves with various political parties are illegal groups. They do not have any legal mandate to operate in any sense of the word. And therefore, if a group takes upon itself the laws of the land and begin to act with impunity to the extent of moving into a courtroom to create the situation that we saw yesterday, it is something that should be a matter of worry to every peace-loving person, everybody who is concerned about the rule of law, everybody who is concerned about democratic governance in the state. There is no reason why we should legitimize institutions of this nature in the name of partisan politics. These are lawless groups, and the police must take action. If they do not have what it takes, they should inform the government that we do not have the equipment that will enable us to fight them. If they need help, I want to believe that because the army hasn't come in, the police believes that they can handle the situation. They're trying their best, but they should assure Ghanaians that we can truly depend upon them to provide us the security that we need, so that the ordinary Ghanaian who is going about his normal business in a legal manner will not have a cause to worry about what is going on.
In other jurisdictions which are practicing democracy, the military, or generally the security apparatus, moves in immediately and will not tell you they are standing by. So why should the military say they are standing by?
When it comes to law enforcement, law and order, it is the police that has the responsibility to do that. The military has the responsibility to protect us externally and all that. You don't just move in like that, even in the countries that you have mentioned, because the systems are working. The people respect the law. When the police moves in, they are able to deal with the situation. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is that what is the difficulty with Ghana police in addressing this particular kind of issue? There's too much executive power, and I'm not referring to the current government. The constitution has given too much power. The current speaker of parliament has written on that. And the fact that, you know, IGP has to be appointed, and you'll find that any time there is a change of government, we have new person being appointed, doesn't augur well for us. I think this should open up a wider debate in the country in respect of executive powers and institutions that should be depoliticized so that they can serve as checks and balance and provide the security that we need in our country.
You heard the chairman of the National Peace Council, Very Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, talking to George Ankra.
Former Catholic Bishop of the whole diocese, Archbishop Francis Ludunu, says it is a pity that members of Delta Force should attack a circuit court at a time the party they are associated with is in power. He told George Ankra that there is only one solution to the problem, and government must resolve to crack down on the members, or Ghana risks the consequences of chaos.
It's a pity that this event is taking place at this time when the winning party, their party, is governing, and we expect them to give the absolute respect and honor to our new president to work. But unfortunately, they are trying to disturb him a lot. And I think that it is very, very important for the government to take a strong stand on it, otherwise there will be confusion. Everybody is wondering today, if NDC were to have won, what would have happened? Are they prepared for war? If they are fighting when they themselves have won, so we pray that the whole Ghana should turn against this kind of attitude and change, because this is what is bringing violence to everywhere in the world. We have violence in Pakistan and Ghana. We thank God that God is helping us stay peaceful. Those people who are causing this trouble, let the government be very firm on it. I think it's very important. We don't want to visit to have the path of trouble at all. Umuahi has been very peaceful and wonderful this whole election period. So we pray God that everything should go on well.
Former Catholic Bishop of the Whole Diocese, Archbishop Francis Ludunu, on how to handle the Delta Force or any other vigilante group.
A governance expert, Professor Bafo Ejimandia, says the latest development involving the vigilante group Delta Force is very bad for the image of the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Professor Bafo Ejimandia said the behavior of the group has serious security implications for the country and should not be taken lightly.
The latest incident by the Delta Force is a very bad signal for our country. First, it's dangerous for our democratic development, and secondly, it's also a threat to our national security. I believe strongly that our security agencies are not that bad. It's just that our politicians are not allowing them to do their professional work. First of all, if you look at national security, the latest incident by the Delta Force has serious implications, the immediate and future threat of our country. Internally, people will begin to feel insecure if a private group on its own can take action as dastardly as it happened the other day in Kumasi. Also, it tends to weaken up a security agency because the picture that you are getting is that our police in particular is weak. But I don't believe at all that the police is weak. Just that because being enfeebled by the way our politicians have treated our police service. If you look at the democracy side, there is a threat of breakdown of rule of law. People are now using impunity in settling matters. And I think this breeds grounds for lawlessness in our country. So I think this is not an incident we should take lightly at all, because the implications are just too much for our democracy and the security of our country.
Political leaders to search their conscience and consider the long-term interests of the state and the people of Ghana. He said it is not right for the taxpayers' money to be used to train the security services only for politicians to sidestep their mandate.
I'm saying that no private security agent should be made to provide protection to any of our national assets. Also, I think no force or a group outside the national security agency to be allowed to operate or act of national security. The reason why we spend our taxpayers' money to recruit and train and equip our security agencies is for them to provide official protection for our national life. And also, I think that our political leaders should really look deep inside themselves and find answers to this challenge. And I think they should not sacrifice the long-term interest, the collective interest of Ghanaians, for short-term parochial gain. I think our political leaders have a responsibility for the nation as a whole, and they should look beyond their parochial interest and consider the long-term implications of this action for the security and progress of our country. So for me, the current president has a responsibility. If he has any official or unofficial private security agents, that is to say, private security groups that are known to be affiliated to the past, the government should distance itself from these groups. We elected the president and the government of the MPP to rule the country, and they rule the country with all the official agencies that they have at their control. The state agents, not private agents. We do not elect them to resort to private security when, in fact, we have invested so much in our state security agents. This anomaly should be addressed. And I think that together with the other political parties, especially the NDC, the current government should have some kind of consultation so that between the two of them, they should agree to disband or distance themselves officially and unofficially from all these various groups that are scattered across the country.
You heard governance expert Professor Bafo Ejimandia talking to George Ankra.
The Minister for the Interior, Ambrose Derry, says members of the vigilante group Delta Force, who stormed the Kumasi Circuit Court yesterday and freed 13 suspects who attacked the Ashanti Regional Security Coordinator George J, will be dealt with. At a news conference in Accra yesterday, Mr. Derry warned that anyone found culpable at the Kumasi Court premises will be prosecuted regardless of their political affiliation.
We condemn the incident which took place in Kumasi. We are going to make sure that the law takes its course and that no one in Ghana is above the law. And I wish to make it clear that we shall do all in our power to make sure that they are arrested and brought to face the due process. Let the message go out there to the 13 persons that it is in their interest to really submit themselves to due process and have their day in court and brought to justice. I have been very clear and consistent in these matters. I have said that we will deal with all those who run foul of the law. It does not matter which party you belong. It does not matter the position you hold. The law is the law, and the law shall be enforced.
The Inspector General of Police, David Asantia Pietu, said 8 suspects who aided the 13 suspects to escape from the Kumasi Circuit Court have been arrested and are in police custody.
Some supporters of the accused persons who besieged the court. In the process, the 13 accused persons escaped through the back door being used by the presiding judge. 8 of the people who enabled the accused persons to escape have been arrested and they are in the police custody. Bench warrant has also been issued for the arrest of the 13 accused persons who have escaped.
You heard the IGP David Asante appear to.
The chairman of the CPP, Professor Edmond Dele, called for a national response to the vigilante disturbances. He said no democracy can progress if this type of impunity is allowed to continue. Professor Dele said Ghana's pride must not be sacrificed after 60 years in the name of politics.
I think the signals were there, and I think one of my friends called me yesterday and said, Professor Dele, you are a prophet. Well, 3 months ago, you kept on saying that if the government does not act immediately and then think that we are a simple thing, we might end up in a disaster. And this is a clear sign that we waited a bit too long. My only plea to all Ghanaians is that let us all be calm and let us ensure that this will never happen again in our country. Because you see, even before the election, there were clear signs that the Delta forces and those were actually to be disbanded. And that didn't happen. And some of us who are peacemakers and elders were always praying that peace, once you allow it, it's like a sword. You allow it to get infected, and it becomes very difficult to eradicate. And I think that, as usual, we are too slow. In action. My prayer is that at this moment, instead of trying to sit down there and be blaming A and B, let us all come together as a nation and with one voice and make sure that we eliminate this manner. Particularly when you are going to attack a judge, it's very serious. Because before, no matter who you are, before the court of justice, any court of justice, we are all humble and show respect. And particularly a party like the NPC, who believes in the issue of law, keep our country safe, the safety of the country is at stake. And I plead and I insist that this is a time that we should all come out and condemn what has happened without missing anywhere. And then appeal to the IG and the military that they should come to the aid of our country and stop. Otherwise, don't know what is going to happen to us. All I see is let's be calm, but let's take this seriously. And let every Ghanaian support the security forces so that we eliminate this manner. We can't afford to have this happening in Ghana.
That was Professor Edmond Dele, the national chairman of the CPP.
The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, described the Delta Force attack as a serious breach of law and order. He said there is a need for all to respect judges. He said this is unacceptable for the judiciary to feel uncomfortable under any regime.
This Delta Force, if it's true, they harass a judge. Now that's going too far. A judge is like a small guard to take care of affairs. A regime that under which even a judge feels uncomfortable, that regime is no good. I warn the Delta Force, when you start to harass judges, you're going too far. If a judge was harassed, this is serious, because all of us need a judge. The small guards who we have chosen to take care of our affairs until we go and meet the real creator. Until then, we have to show respect.
That was the leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, on the attack on the Kumasi Circuit Court by members of the vigilante group Delta Force.
Radio Ghana sampled the views of the public as to what they make of the conduct of members of Delta Force.
I think it's a bad thing to do. They took the law into their own hands because their party is in power, which is not supposed to be so. What I can say is the law should be enforced.
I don't blame those Delta Forces. So I'm blaming the hierarchy of the NPP. If they know what these forces have done for them, they should plan, give them work to do. Are they hands? They have no work doing, and we shall see from them. So here the blame doesn't go to the Delta Forces. They are trying to tell the authorities that they have sacrificed. They must also come to their aid. NPP hierarchy should sit up and see how to mobilize all these people who helped them when they were in the position.
The leaders of this country has to do something about it, because I mean, it's very bad for a person to be in his office, for these boys to rush on him and take him out of the office. I personally feel it's very bad, and to the whole nation, it's very bad. So they need to do something about it.